right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Tampa Bay's Tantalk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico. Russo's New York Style Pizza. We have some exciting news. Every Thursday at 8 p.m., we have open mic night for comics. Come out and try your comedy and enjoy some amazing food. Now, one of the winners will get $50 cash from the owner. And the address is 2233 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater between Belcher and Gulf to Bay Boulevard in the Public Shopping Center. We'll see you there at Russo's New York Style Pizza every Thursday. Come a little early and sign up if you'd like to try open mic night at 7:30 p.m. Hello, everybody. I've got a super amazing show today with amazing superstar comic calling in, and you know him from all these HBO specials, and I'm here with all the comics from Russo's New York Style Pizza, and we're going to kick off the show with, tell us everybody your name, and you performed over at Russo's. I've seen you a couple times.
Yes, I'm Tommy Moon. I'm a musical a-hole. I don't know if you're allowed to say that ass word on radio.
Okay. Bobby shaking his head. Well, tell everybody, what song are you going to play for us? Is this something you wrote?
Yeah, I'm playing an original. I'm going to play a song called The Dad Bod Blues.
Okay.
It's about body positivity.
Very cool. And we're going to be with the Francis Wilson Playhouse just after this. They have some amazing news what they're doing over there on Thursday nights. I got to get over there. But we'll get back with them in just a minute. Let's kick off some music for our drivers. And you can see this on Tantalk Radio Network live on YouTube as well afterwards. All right. Take it away.
All right.
One and two and a three and a four. My favorite shirt don't fit no more. A five, a six, and a seven, a eight. And I've been putting on too much weight. And I got the dad bod blues. Oh, I got the dad bod blues. Oh, and I know it's true. I ain't got no excuse. I got the dad bod blues. And a 10 and 11, 12. I'm on the diet of Taco Bell. I got the dad bod blues. Oh, I got the dad bod blues. Oh, and I know it's true. I ain't got no excuse. I got the dad bod blues. Guitar.
And you can see him at Russo's New York Style
Even
Pizza on Thursday.
Guitar.
Open mic night for comics.
Yeah. Well, I was told to work on what matters. And I guess I'm a lazy bastard. I tell myself I didn't mean this. And I could barely even see my penis. I got the dad bod blues. Oh, I got the dad bod blues. Oh, and I know it's true. I got no excuse. I got the dad bod blues. I got the dad bod blues.
Ah. Woo.
Oh, I got the dad bod blues.
And we have to go to our next caller, so we're gonna have him sit down and come back and find out who he is.
True. Ooh. Yeah. Thank you.
And it goes so fast. This is only a half hour show. Yay!
Thank you.
We have Francis Wilson Playhouse on the line. Hi, this is Dawn Reese. Are you there?
Hi, this is Nathan. How are you?
Nathan, I heard about that amazing free tap dancing classes on Thursday night. Tell us about it.
So we have tap dancing classes every Thursday night at Francis Wilson Playhouse from 6:45 to 7:45. It's scripted by Barbara Edstock.
Right.
Fantastic camper. I've actually worked with her personally myself. So she's offering free tap classes to anybody who would like to learn how to tap and to hone in on their skills.
I know, I wanted to get there the last 2 weeks, but I kind of hurt my knee, so I was resting my knee. So I got my tap shoes ready, so I'm going to try to get there. I don't know if I can get there tomorrow because I have another show, but for sure, the following week. For sure.
Absolutely.
Francis Wilson. Very cool. Now, do they need their own tap shoes?
No, you do not need your own tap shoes. You can come with regular shoes. You can come just, with socks. Completely up to you. But feel free to grab those as they get the real feel.
Okay, maybe Jacqueline and I will go Thursday, and then we'll run over to Russo's. It's a thought list. We may make it. I'll tap very lightly. Thank you so much for calling in, and this is a Russo's New York Style Pizza special with all our comics, and we'll be right back. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon, Nathan. I'm back. And so let's go around the room and tell everybody who you are. You said your name is?
I'm Tommy Moon.
Tommy Moon. Nice to meet you. And do you have a social media?
Yes. And I got Facebook. I got Instagram. I just go by Tommy Moon on there. A tagline is, the musical asshole.
All right.
Trying to be safe for radio here. But yeah, Facebook, Instagram. Comic. I've actually got music released on all streaming platforms, but Spotify. You can find me on Tinder.
On Tinder?
Huh. Is that okay?
And we're back. So Jacqueline Chase here is Mama J Speaks all the way from Tennessee.
Hey, everyone. It's been a minute since, last year or something? I don't know. I always pop in around March when
your
I come down. But it's February, and I'm down here. What am I doing down here?
You're relaxing and
I'm relaxing because, unfortunately, everybody, I don't know if you remember, but my co-host, Mama K, back when I had my show, she has passed on. And so I've come down here to deliver her to family and some other stuff. But I am really excited to be here with my mentor and auntie, Don Reese.
Me. But you know what? We went to the Himalayan Salt Cave yesterday.
We did go to the Himalayan Salt Cave yesterday. I was the one that said, yo, Don, go check out this place. This will be the place that you want to go and promote and everything else. And I told Margaret, the owner of that place, I said, let me connect you with Don Reese, and she'll make sure you get plenty of people. And I have a feeling that's exactly what's happened.
I'll tell you, I came back so refreshed, and I'll tell you, there was like a release because my son passed away in July.
Mm-hmm.
And just when I was there, it was just so relaxing, and the music, and just, and Rachel Ray of Sunshine is next to me.
Yeah, we're just going to go with RAE. It's not Rachel Ray, not Rachel Ray. We wanted it to, but it would be confused with Rachel Ray.
It's Ray of Sunshine.
She makes mouth noises when she eats, and it drives me insane, so I don't like her. So I'm now Ray, RAE, deal with it.
You're Ray of Sunshine.
Oh my God, they were really nice. I didn't know what to expect.
You look so relaxed.
I laid there. I don't even know if I was alive during that time. I just remember it was time to come back, and I was like, all right, we're back to consciousness again. So
yeah,
that was nice. It was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell everybody your social media, Jacqueline, where they can find you.
Mama J Speaks, CoreCenter4Divinity.com. I'm on Instagram, Mama J Speaks. If you go with Mama J Speaks, you're sure to find me anywhere and everywhere.
And what do you do? Well, you have a
what I actually do, everybody, not only have I done this, but I'm actually a massage therapist.
So if they want to book an appointment with you.
Yes, yeah. I'm going to be coming back and forth from Tennessee to Florida, and I'm going to be setting up shop. I'm going to be available to do massages, theta healing, Reiki. I also have the chakra healing bowls, so I'll be able to do meditation things for people. I do prayer work. I do spiritual life love coaching, and that's where you can find me at CORE, CORE4Divinity.com. You'll find me there, too.
There you go. And so let's go back to Miss Ray. From Sunshine.
What's up? How you doing, baby doll?
You want to introduce our next comic over here?
How you doing? Sure, I'd love to. Should I keep these on?
Sure. I know.
We're live.
I don't know his name. I just know he's from Denmark, and I call him Stash. This is Stash.
Yes.
I don't know if anyone calls him Stash, but that's what I've called him from this first time I've met him. So I'm going to introduce the Stash to you. It's fabulous. There's probably wax in it.
I can't hear?
He can't hear. He's got to turn it up. Turn it up.
So that's okay. Bobby's out of his way. So we can still keep talking. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Pear, P-E-R, pronounced like the fruit. I am a new comedian. I started doing comedy not that long ago. I've lived over here for 3.5 years. I am Danish. I'm from Denmark. So through my comedy, I actually try to, minimize. We are a very hated and persecuted minority, the Danish.
Really?
Yes. I'm actually part of a group that is trying to implement Danish White Male History Month. We're getting a lot of resistance because we're going for Florida. For February. So maybe we should try for March.
Yeah, it's already taken.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. It's taken by someone else.
Well, he can't do March. It's St. Patrick's Day.
I came over here as a wingsuit designer and test pilot, which I... Yeah, which I worked with for up until COVID. And then the company that I worked for...
You should do it on 9/11. Totally cool.
Is that like being a crash dummy?
Yeah. Denmark is actually right next to Saudi Arabia.
You know, I did not know that. That was an absolute joke, and now I feel like a chocolate-covered starfish.
So I've been doing comedy over here, really getting into it, really loving it. You know, Tampa Bay, I've never actually been at another scene doing comedy, there is a lot of clubs and a lot of comedians, and it's a really great place.
I know. Russo's New York Style Pizza, they have an amazing open mic night on Thursday. You have to come over, and if you think you're funny, you could win $50. You've won $50. Hi, everybody. So do you want to go around and do a little comedy for people that are driving right now? I don't know if our comic is going to call in from Vegas or not. He's in a meeting, but we're waiting on that. In the meantime, let's go around. Jacqueline, do you want to do a little bit of your stand-up? Something? Can you do your voices?
My voices? I have like a mental problem. No, I got over my mental problem.
Yes, we'll start over here because you're really funny. You made me laugh so hard yesterday. All right, take it away.
Thank you. So, being a foreigner, I tend to stay away from racial comedy because I just don't know the ins and outs of your culture. But I do seem to have noticed that, and I'm asking you, it's okay to make fun of Jewish people?
I'm her 1% Jewish, I found out at Ancestry.com.
1%.
I got some Jewish in me, too.
I may have some Jewish.
I'm going to go ahead, personal opinion.
Yeah.
It's comedy. If you can't joke at it, you need to lighten up.
My bit that I'm telling. So you can just hang on for a second there, Rachel. I will take you home.
This is a true story from my
life. When I first moved over here, my English wasn't as good as it is now. So for the longest time, I would say hi as a kike.
Oh!
I didn't know. And when I found out, I started saying hi as a kite, you know, and I learned what kike meant, and I felt horrible. But for years, no one corrected me.
I was just asking Jacqueline what that means.
Must be okay to make fun of Jewish people. So I've actually been getting into to history a lot. Older men tend to do that. I don't know about women, but... men tend to get into history when they get older. I don't care what it is. It can be the Roman Empire. It can be World War II. A lot of documentaries.
Are you saying you're old?
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm 43 years old.
You know what? Oh, that's not old, dude.
But come on!
That's the new 33!
Exactly.
Now it's history, but it used to be pornography. But it's kind of hard to go back to that once you have watched real Holocaust footage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I had to watch the
end. You just say pornography?
I was watching Anne Frank. I was like, oh, my God. No. So, you know.
That was so random.
Have you seen that new show on Hulu called The Real Dirty Dancing? I'm hooked.
I was seeing clips of it.
What'd you think?
I'm like, wow, very, very interesting.
They show from Dirty Dancing, the place where they all went, and it was really, and they're doing the clips of the same dancing, the same outfit. It's really cool.
I don't know of the movie with Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
You got to watch it, and then you'll be initiated as an American Florida.
That's what it takes.
Yes.
Some Dirty Dancing.
Yes.
Let's go over here real quick, and we have just 5 more minutes. I told you, it goes fast. Any other last words that you have?
So the only thing I really know from Dirty Dance is like that scene.
You have to watch it. It's really a cool show. My husband said we should try some of those moves.
We assumed they are vertical and not horizontal.
I don't think I could do that one in the water with him. I'd break his back.
Well, Bert
could not do that.
Yeah.
Unless he was under the water and I pretended I was up on top. Yeah, that would be different. That's funny. So Ray of Sunshine.
I'm your Ray of Sunshine. If that's true, then yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit of your fun stand-up comedy for our drivers.
Yeah, first off, I'm going to say, you asked for our opinion. I gave it to you. Yes. Yeah, a little less lip next time. Yeah, so this morning, I will crush you. Like,
I imagine.
Yeah, he's excited now. I'm not
she
looking.
She won the open mic night at Russo's.
Oh, well, thank you. I try to do my best. I show different things that I might... People like to live vicariously through me because I'm 37, single, with no kids, and I still
she
like...
She is single.
That's not an open invitation, please. I've gotten to just...
Hockey players.
Be me.
Oh, hockey player.
I will be a hockey... If you ever get a chance to date a hockey player, do it. And I mean, do it. But I do, yeah.
You had me at hockey player.
I'm just saying, like, Bavarian pretzel. Oh! Just, you're gonna need to stretch first.
Thank goodness I'm doing yoga these days.
You know what? Somebody asked me the other day, Jacqueline just asked me, that's who let the dogs off? That's our station owner. We have our big dogs in the big guard dogs, so be careful here. So anyways, they said, how did you and your husband meet? Because our anniversary is coming up on the 27th. And I said, Ginger and Buffett. And they said, are they strippers? No, it's a Bijan Poo and a Jack Russell. Anyways, that's my joke for the day.
That's good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I'm going to mention that I went to the hot tub this morning, and I was going in to enjoy myself. And then as I'm settling into the water, I look to my right, and there is your most special hair floating in a dirty swarm of body oil.
What?
Yeah. You know, LA Fitness.
Not at my place.
Beat out by Esporta.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Yeah. Just...
You just gave them a good plug.
Yeah. Ew.
They got a plug and refresh.
It's not bad.
Fresh.
They have a nice pool. They've got a nice hot tub. Just, you know, maybe clean it more. Just, I mean,
they
just saying.
To
I can,
it.
Yeah, maybe I should pluck mine out and make it a real problem. They'll get to it.
Oh, jeepers. Before we go, we have 20, it's 2:24 here. We're going to just end with some of your music, I guess. And I want to thank everybody for coming. And if you're looking for a good church, Bible study, or any good service and a healing service, go to beaminghope.org. Check out Pastor Joe. Amazing church service. So great Bible study on Wednesdays and service on Sundays. All right, so take it away. There we go. Tom Moon.
This one's a newer one. It's unreleased. It's kind of a love letter of a song.
Okay.
So. He's romantic.
That's nice. He'd be fun to have on the boat. We should do a show on the boat.
You have a nice pair of great personality traits, so caring. You make me come to my senses, you're so understanding. I really love your assistance in my time of need. You're such a horrible cook, and that's okay with me. You may be terrible, and I love you anyway. You may be terrible, and you love me anyway. We may be terrible, and love each other anyway. Anyway. I wanna eat your pudding. It's the best dessert you make. Place your hand on my coffee mug for every sip we take. I love it when you're weathering life with me. I'm your man. Please sit on my fake leather sofa. Let's hold hands. You may be terrible and I love you anyway. You may be terrible and you love me anyway. We may be terrible, we love
this
each other anyway.
This is Russo's Comedy, New York Style Pizza Hour.
Anyway, anyway.
You can see him at Russo's New York Town Pizza on Thursday nights, and they'll be performing over there as well. So who's all coming back Thursday?
Oh, I'll be there.
Do you know I'm doing a special?
The improv.
Oh, you're going to the improv. Okay.
We're
going to
be doing, fancy.
I'm going to be interviewing all comics for a radio show as well. Steve is going to have a show here with the Chapters Wrap, so I'll be interviewing all comics separately over there for their New York station as well. And that's going to be fairly fun, talking about your careers and everything like that. So, anyways, two more minutes. Bobby, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm good. I see you laughing back there. You're shaking his head.
Yes, going. You have... Give me an hour of it, a half hour of entertainment, that's
yes.
for sure.
He's and like, we it's have, already done. We can't
yes,
do
we have stand-up news with comments coming up next.
so it's only begun.
I'm driving down the road. I'm like, okay, I got to listen. Like, oh, I feel like I want to turn the car around. Like, okay, they're okay. so... I know. It's like that movie, Remember Straight Talk with Dolly Parton?
Yeah,
remember?
Okay.
I don't know if you've never seen it. That tells you my age.
I love
great
Straight
movie.
Not too fun.
Some great
no, she
absolutely.
Was yeah, talk show host, and the guy's driving down. He's like,
it inspired me to do what this
I know.
Was back in the day.
Yeah. Well, her name was Shirley. Remember? Ask Shirley.
Oh, I got some Shirleys.
No, but you but he didn't know that that was her. He had hired somebody else.
I know.
Oh, yeah. So, but
no, I have some little jokes from clients. No.
Can you do one voice? We have 2 minutes. One voice.
Oh, my gosh.
Just do one. You just did a Tennessee voice in the car. One. We got 2 minutes.
By golly gee whiz, will you stop harassing me? I'm just trying to figure myself out.
Well, I hope you enjoyed Hollywood Connection special with comics. We have more coming up. We'll see you at Russo's on Thursday night at 7:30. Sign up for open mic night. I'm Dawn Reese. Give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. We'll see you next week. God bless everybody. Bye.